Television first, Prince Charles and his two sons, William and Harry, sat down recently for an interview with two popular English TV hosts. Now in an NBC exclusive, the heirs to the British throne open up about what life is like behind the castle walls. The younger royals say they're just like most 20-somethings. They're big fans of American Idol.
He won't admit it, but we did both watch it, especially the American Pop Idol.
Oh, well, that wasn't so good, though.
No, we didn't watch that, but the cutouts were so good.
Yeah, the auditions. Yeah.
Have you guys got the same sense of humour? Do you watch the same comedy programmes?
Yeah, we tend to do mostly the same sort of, yeah, we like the same sort of things. Although there's usually an argument over the remote control at home about who watches what.
I really
that usually goes on for quite a while.
Friends is always a safe bet.
Yeah. How about the cooking skills of two of the most eligible bachelors in the world?
It's what's
the
eagle.
What's
the
about? You're a good I've done a bit of university. I was at university and
right.
Cooking. I had to feed my flatmates, which is quite a hard work because
right.
I can't make quite a lot. But I wasn't ever very good at it, no.
This rare glimpse of royal life will highlight the 30th anniversary celebration of the Prince's Trust, a charity founded by Charles to help the underprivileged, which included a star-studded benefit concert with performances by the Bee Gees and Ozzy Osbourne.
I find some of the programs we've started for people just helps to develop their abilities, you know, and suddenly, particularly people, you know, who've been offenders, can be completely transformed.
Yeah.
Much to everybody's amazement.
It helps kickstart their lives. And
so all it is, I think, is an investment in the future.
But when the future of their sporting life comes up, in the royals' case, their passion for polo, it's Prince Charles who, like a lot of dads, has come to admit he can no longer keep up with his boys.
The last time I played with him in a tournament, we really wanted to win, and I get this stuff, you know, shouting at me, silly old father, get on with it. You know, the usual thing. And I was trying too hard.
Yeah.
But I was trying too hard, I remember doing that. I had to turn the pony very fast. And the next thing, I mean, the pony came down sideways. I must have landed absolutely smack on my head. Anyway, completely felled me. He said, Papa's just snoring, he said. And there I was, busily swallowing my tire. Well, I've been dying. Remember, you said.
Anyway,
I was taken off in an ambulance. That was the last time I played with them. The pressure was too great, I think.
But by the way, we won the game.